You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Let's begin, as we like to do on Fridays, with our weekly wrap, a look back at the big business stories, and there were many. With me, Lee Gallagher from Fortune and Rachel Abrams from the New York Times. Hello there.
Hey there.
I'm Molly.
Hi. All right, so I feel like we should start with taxes. There are still big questions about how we're going to pay for these various proposals, and then, of course, they have to be reconciled. Rachel, if you had to guess at a few things that might stay and might go, what would you predict?
I'll pull up my crystal ball, and I would say that almost certainly corporate tax rates are going to be cut because both the Senate bill and the House bill both are pushing for that. But there are some popular deductions that are probably going to be up for debate, especially because in the Senate, it doesn't look like Republicans have enough votes to get their bill passed through reconciliation. They need 60, and there have been enough senators expressing doubts about the current version that it's likely there will have to be some concessions made. And the Senate bill, for instance, eliminates the deduction for property taxes, and that's a very popular deduction that is going to hurt a lot of middle class folks. And of course, this tax bill is being presented as something that's really going to benefit the middle class. But if you run both versions through the machinery that can calculate this stuff, it looks like both the middle class could be affected and the tax rates could go up under both versions. So there's a lot of popular deductions that people are sort of expecting to see change a little bit.
Yeah, Lee, there's still this effort to, sell this as a middle class tax cut. Gary Cohn in an interview said as much again yesterday. Do you think that people are buying that?
I don't think anyone's buying that. And that is, the biggest similarity between the two. I think that's true for both of them. I mean, the biggest differences between the two bills are, as Rachel said, the property tax, but also the Senate version eliminates the state and local tax deductions, which is a big deal, especially for high tax states like New York and California and New Jersey. So there's going to be a lot of tinkering. The Republicans in the Senate, they can only lose two votes if they want to pass it without any Democratic support. And probably the final bill will look more closely like the one in the Senate. But they also delayed the corporate tax cut until 2019, which, of course, saves a lot of money. But that's going to have a big impact on businesses. And also, I mean, the markets reacted to that because that could incentivize people to companies to delay any expansion plans they had for the next year. So all of this still needs to be sorted out in a big way. But a lot is on the line because health care didn't pass. And especially after the elections we saw this week, Republicans have to show that they can get this done in some way.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's turn to trade briefly. President Trump's speech, which we're going to talk a little more about later in the show, was described as a vision of a new world order for trade. How does, Rachel, we were talking a little about this, how does China fit in with the speech that the president gave today in Vietnam?
Well, the president today said basically has made some comments that he's made before, which is that America has really lost out, that other countries have benefited at the expense of the United States. And obviously, he has pulled away from some really powerful international agreements that like the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the Paris Climate Accord, of course. And I think that there are some countries that want to move ahead on TPP, for example, without the United States. And some observers say that this is all leaving the absence of the United States is leaving a bit of a vacuum that where China could step in and really be a leader in some of these big agreements. So I think the big question is, how does China see this opportunity and will they sort of step in some of these big, powerful ways?
Mm-hmm. Lee, do you think is it worth it to cede the national stage, as some have portrayed it, if we get better trade deals out of it?
I don't know about that.
Stage,
I mean,
rather.
I think right. I don't know. I think that a big thing that's also coming into play here is North Korea, and which isn't about trade, but it's about having any kind of we need China being a key player in our negotiations with North Korea to the degree there are any. And I think that's what a lot of the flattery that you saw. I mean, 2 days ago, it was, have you ever seen anything more beautiful than this military parade? We have great chemistry. I mean, it's sort of a little bit all over the place. But I think that is underlying all these discussions.
Lee Gallagher from Fortune and Rachel Abrams from The New York Times. Thanks, rappers.
Thank you.